talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., Joe Biden has been president now for about a month, but he only has half a cabinet. He only has half of his administration. Some of it is facing tough sledding because the Republicans have 50 votes. The Dems have 50 votes. Kamala Harris will break a tie, of course, but that means you got to hold all 50 Dems. Some of them are in tough states. Joe Manchin's a good man. He's a moderate to conservative Democrat, but he has taken all the tough votes for the party. He's voted to convict Trump twice, Ukraine and the insurrection, even though Trump carried his state by well into the double digits. And yet Joe hangs on. But at some point, Joe has got to vote for the wishes of his constituents. And he's a very smart and crafty guy, and he picks them so that they're really things that in the long run are not going to impair what Biden's trying to do, but they certainly show his independence. And here's one of them. He has announced that he has opposed and will not vote for Neera Tanden, T-A-N-D-E-N, Neera, N-E-E-R-A, the budget nominee for Office of Management and Budget. You know, it's not one of the major positions in the administration. It's not Secretary of State or Treasury or Defense or Treasury, that kind of thing. But the head of the Office of Management and Budget is a very important economic position, and she's very competent and very qualified. Joe Manchin has just announced that he will not vote for her. If he doesn't vote for her, the Dems have 49 votes, and the Republicans will have 51 votes with Manchin voting against her, and that's it. She won't get it. She won't make it. And Kamala Harris doesn't matter. She only gets to come in if there's a tie. If this woman goes down 51-49, there's no tie, you see. Why is Joe Manchin doing it? First of all, the Republicans are desperately trying to find somebody they can tank instead of looking like they're compliant on everything, because the Republicans have voted, a big chunk of them, for the most of the rest of Biden's nominees. Tanden, though, is an easy target. Tanden has said a lot of things and done some things that people are angry about. Now, let's start with what she said. She has referred to Moscow Mitch. Does that sound familiar? I've talked about Moscow Mitch. Mitch McConnell calls him Moscow Mitch. She has a very low opinion of a lot of the Republican senators. And I agree with her. If anybody, you've ever listened to the show more than once, you've heard me say a lot of things. But I'm not up for the head of Office of Management and Budget needing to get 50 votes so Kamala Harris can come in. And Manchin is sitting there in West Virginia, and 20 some odd percent of the vote more go for Trump, and he squeaks out with whatever he can get. The other thing she did, and this surprised me, I swear this surprised me, but it's kind of funny in a way. Back in 2008, Neera Tanden is a close friend and supporter of Hillary Clinton. And I support Hillary Clinton. I was on her finance committee in 2008, supported Bill and Hillary, was glad to be invited to their home in D.C. one time for dinner. And it wasn't a lot of people there either. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But in 2008, she was running against Barack Obama for the primary, if you remember. And one of the people who was supporting Obama was a guy named Faiz Shakil, who is also the guy you may remember was Bernie Sanders' campaign manager in 2016. Faiz, old Faiz. He's quite a guy, quite an operative. And anyway, back in 2008, they were all at an event and Hillary was there and Faiz got to ask a question. And he asked her about her vote for the Iraq war, which is a sensitive topic for her. So what did Neera Tanden do? She walked up to old Faiz and socked him. She punched him right there. Now, I've never, Luke, have you ever done that? No, I don't think you have, Luke. Politics over in Madison, maybe somebody on State Street got under your skin. Me either. For the love of Pete, I got it. I took it out in sports. I took it out in sports, baseball, basketball, football, played all of them. High school, the kid. But anyway, old Neera Tanden hauled off and slugged old Faiz. So she has a bit of a temper. She's kind of a Spitfire, kind of a wildcat. I kind of like her, actually. But her sin was to call Mitch McConnell Moscow Mitch and do it more than once and say basically what she thought about the others, which wasn't much, and I don't think much about them either, and that's what happened. So Manchin figures, I got to throw a bone for the love of Pete. You know, Trump takes my state 72-28 or whatever. I got to get reelected there. I got to occasionally throw them a bone, So the bone will be the carcass of Neera Tanden. Now, Schumer is trying to maneuver it. He's trying to put pressure on Manchin. Who knows? Probably Biden will call up a couple of very moderate Republicans and say, look, she's a very, very good, you know, economist. She'd be great at OMB. Yeah, but, you know, they'll say, yeah, but maybe there's a lot of others that are too, and I don't need to, you know, rub Moscow Mitch's nose in this thing, especially since he's being attacked by Trump. You see what's going on? It's all human, very, very human. But if you see Neera Tanden go down in flames, that is what the reason is. There's another Republican who actually has been comporting himself surprisingly well. That is Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Senator Thune is the number two senator in the Republican caucus in the Senate, right after Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch is minority leader and Thune, T-H-U-N-E, is number two. Sort of like in the House, you have Kevin McCarthy as majority leader. And then you have Steve Scalise of Louisiana is number two. Well, Thune is the number two in the Senate. And he's licking his little venomous chops too, because if Moscow Mitch goes down, Moscow Mitch, 78 years old, he'll be 82 when he runs for re-election. And it may be that Thune is maneuvering to be the new majority leader if the Republicans win, or at least the minority leader. That's what's going on. He came out with a statement, John Thune, and he said, he called it a cancel culture. You know how the Republicans always say, anytime the Democrats want to take down statue of Robert E. Lee, that's a cancel culture. Well, Thune is applying it to his own party now. And he said, there's a Trump cancel culture in the Republican Party of Trump allies who are trying to cancel out very, very fine Republicans. And he mentions Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and people like that. And that's wrong. He's taking a stand. He's supporting Moscow Mitch, who turned on Trump and didn't rat back, whereas Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, and others ratted back, and they went with Trump again, although Trump swatted Nikki Haley away. Then you have the real sycophants, Matt Gaetz of Florida. And I'm not kidding. I told you this before. I've got to say it again. Matt Gaetz, they asked him if he had any regrets. This isn't public. He said, one regret that I have only one life to put in the service of Donald Trump. Just like Nathan Hale said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. It was hanged by the British in the 18th century. He didn't say for my country. Not Matt Gaetz didn't say for my country, like Nathan Hale. He said for Donald Trump, for the cult leader, for Der Trumpenfuhrer. That's what he said. Well, you have seen sane voices in the Republican Party, thank goodness. And those sane voices are led now by John Thune, South Dakota. And John Thune, I hope, does end up as minority leader someday. You get a sane guy in there and it's about time. It's about time. Go back to the state. Governor Evers did some very responsible things in his budget. And among other things, he protected voting. He calls for early voting. He calls for expanded early voting, for counting our ballots as they come in, as they do in North Carolina, and not waiting for Election Day. Why is that important? Glad the governor's speaking out on this. It's important because in Wisconsin, by law, you can't count the ballots until Election Day. And then you got to run an election. How do you do both? And what happens is they try to do them both, but they don't get the absentee ballots counted till late at night. And then they release them. This time they released them at 3 a.m. The Republicans lied and said it was a dump, as a ballot dump, that they were fraudulent. And they were absentee ballots that the Republicans had voted to not have counted till that day. See, you see that kind of skullduggery. You see that kind of skullduggery. Well, Evers getting away from that. He said, no, and we're going to protect early voting. We're going to protect absentee voting. We're going to protect, and we're going to count them as they come in. And to protect everything, they're not going to be released. The figures aren't. They're just going to be fed into a machine. Fed into a machine. And nobody is going to look and see who voted for whom, so it can't be leaked to the press in advance. I think it's an excellent thing. The lines are still open. We'll go to a break. Do not hang up if you've called in. I'll get back to you. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.